Hello, everybody, and welcome. I have Logan Ray here of Argon Agency. She's a South Florida marketing consultant and marketing agency. They do a lot of branding, digital marketing, business development. And thank you so much, Logan, for being on the show. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
So, Logan, I got your website pulled up here. Tell me a little bit about why you got started, what made you want to start your marketing agency, and what your agency does for other businesses.
Sure. So, Argon Agency is a full-service marketing agency. We started in the middle of COVID, ironically. Mm-hmm. I was the CMO of a behavioral health group, and there were some things there that needed to be changed. They needed a, in my opinion, a director of operations, which they ended up later on hiring, just some things to make the facilities more marketable. I was having a hard time filling my role, and then it being like a facility that I wouldn't send somebody that like I cared about to. So gave them an ultimatum, ended up leaving because they weren't on board with it. And Argon Agency just kind of fell into place. It's funny, our first clients are even some of the businesses that I worked with when I was like 16, so.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. So you've been doing this for a while now. And what would you say is your specialty and when it comes to marketing? Do you guys have a process that you feel like you're following that makes your agency better than others at what you do?
So what we really strive to do is assimilate to being part of our client's team. We're a little bit different than other agencies in the sense that like the main product that we offer, we call it CMO support. And it's for companies who either don't have a CMO or have a CMO that's not, doesn't have the technical side of the skills, maybe just has the business savviness. And we act as support and fulfillment for that person. So we work with a lot of like really large behavioral health groups, I guess like windows and doors companies that have like call centers that don't always have like a person on staff that like is able to do graphic design or web design or, and also give them consulting and strategy at the same time.
And how, what is the main focus that you like to work with? What kind of companies is it?
We don't have like a particular like company that we work with, but usually it's medium to larger size enterprises. So either somebody who has like a call center that's like 100+ seats or like drug and alcohol treatment centers where they have multiple centers. We help them kind of connect the dots and keep everything on brand and organize, you know, what they have going on and then launch new campaigns on social, SEO, websites, pay-per-click, that kind of thing.
And what's been the best way you've been able to get clients so far?
So it's funny, we're actually a marketing agency that has not gone out of its way to ask for business. We're just starting that in 2023. We're going to be launching our own business development, you know, campaigns and kind of getting, you saw our website right now is under construction. We're going to launch a new site that we've been working on and really work on getting our name out there. So far, it's been grassroots and literally just built by relationships. And like I said, even the people that I've worked for as far back as when I was 16, which is about 12 years ago, are clients now. And almost every job that I was at for more than 3 to 6 months, they're, you know, they've become clients. The company that I'm currently sitting in right now, they I started working with them as an in-house employee back in 2017. So it's kind of funny. The relationships stay, you know, they love the work. They love the support. I think a lot of, again, this next year is just going to be focused on how to replicate it and then how to breed it into the rest of the culture of the company so that we can go out and make sales and still give that personal touch.
And what are you doing to, I guess, attract businesses? Or what do you plan on doing to attract businesses who may not know about you? Or do you plan to primarily go through word of mouth in 2023 to get new business?
So in 2023, we're going to get a little funky with social media content. We already have several ideas that we've kind of put together that we're going to start executing and pushing out content on a regular basis. We are launching a very dense and educational website that kind of will give, in my opinion, the credibility and the trust factor to business owners who are looking to partner with a company like ours. And then obviously it's going to be packed with search engine optimization. So hopefully people will be able to find it easily with Googling. And then we just created our calendar for what events we're planning on attending and who's going to be attending those. And now it's just about also hiring the right people to put into place to get, you know, get that going. So a little bit of traditional methods and then a little bit of, you know, more the new age stuff and the fun stuff, in my opinion.
Is there any advice you'd give to a new marketing agency owner who's getting started? Like, let's say this is their first day, they're launching their agency. Any advice you'd give them?
Processes and protocols. It gets really, really hard to hire people, especially when you're the core, and then give them the attention that they need to, you know, get into their role and really dominate it when you're also handling 10,000 other things. So if I could go back in time, again, I also unintentionally started it. It wasn't like an intentional, like, I'm going to be an agency today. It just kind of happened. But if I could retrace my steps and document them a little bit better and then have a protocol with SOPs that are, you know, easy to follow and manage, then I think that would have made me a lot more successful. I've been in this for about 2 years, not quite yet. So that would have really changed it for me.
Yeah, definitely having the right kind of processes is something that a lot of people struggle with at first, but it's good that you've kind of got that dialed in now. And it sounds like the work you're doing for clients is really cool, especially with the CMO support. If there's anyone listening to this podcast who wants to get in touch with you, who wants to work with you, how can they do that?
You can visit our website. It's argonagency.com, A-R-G-O-N, agency.com, or on our social media channels. Our office line is 561-867-0027. And then on Instagram, my handle is @thatmarketingbitch. Feel free to give me a follow or shoot over a message.
Definitely will do. So for everybody who's listening, Logan Ray is at the Argon Agency. It's spelled A-R-G-O-N. If you go to argonagency.com, you can find their website and you can call them, get in contact with them, follow on her Instagram. Really excited to see the kind of work that she's doing over the next year, especially with her marketing CMO support. If anyone is in that space and looking for help, please feel free to reach out to her. So thank you, Logan, for being on the show. Really appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.